If you look at the society that the Prophet ﷺ is living in, at that point people consider it against their manlihood to show any sort of affection and love towards children. The Prophet ﷺ, it is stated that قَبَّلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْحَسَنَ بْنَ عَلِيٍّ, that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he kissed Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali رضي الله عنه, his way of showing affection towards children, especially the grandchildren, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Sayyidina Imam Hussein رضي الله تعالى عنهما. They, you know, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم showed love to them in amazing ways. But he kisses Sayyidina Imam Hassan رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنده الأقرع بن حابس. And present there is Aqra bin Habis, who says, after observing this act of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna li asharatun min al-walad ma qabbaltu minhum ahada, that ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have 10 children and I have never kissed even one of them. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is kissing Imam Hassan radiyallahu an, he is narrating his incident. And some of the commentators have said, because you know, this was a society, so he's saying this in that sense that it's a means, it is a sign of manliness, or so on and so forth. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked towards him and he said, مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ, whomsoever does not show mercy, he shall not be shown mercy. Allahu Akbar. So he didn't just respond to a case particular to his, but he gave us a principle. مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ. Allahu Akbar. So Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that to the extent that his mercy was such that he would dislike lengthening the salah, in particular when he heard a child crying. Allahu Akbar. We find in the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that إِنِّي لَأَدْخُلُ فِي الصَّلَاةِ وَأَنَا أُرِيدُ إِطَالَتَهَا, I begin salah, I commence salah, and I wish to prolong it. I wish to make it long. But then what happens? فَأَسْمَعُ بُكَاءَ الصَّبِيِّ, I hear the crying of a child. And then because of that, I shorten my salah. Because I know the difficulty that firstly the child, and likewise the mother of the child shall face due to that child crying. So, you know, his mercy, his consideration for people around him. It is narrated by Usama bin Zayd. He says that كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأخذني فيقعدني على فخذي, that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم would take me and he would make me sit on his lap or one of his blessed thighs, and on the other one he would take Sayyidina Hassan رضي الله عنه and he would make him sit, and then he would pray اللهم ارحمهما فإني أرحمهما. Allahu Akbar. Oh Allah, have mercy upon them because I am showing mercy towards these two. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, we find the famous incident. The Prophet ﷺ would go to the blessed house of Ummu Sulaym, and she had a son who was known as, his kunya was Aba Umair or Abu Umair. So the Prophet ﷺ went and he saw him in a state of sadness because he had a bird which was called Nughair, which is basically like a sparrow but with a red beak. That's how the scholars have described it. So he had this bird, he kept it, and because it had passed away, he was sitting in a state of sadness. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to him, and then he asked, why is he sad? He was informed, and then he went up to him and he says, Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'ala an-nughair? And he said these sentences in such a way that it was to make him happy, to make Abu Umair happy. He's entering happiness into the hearts of the children. Likewise, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us regarding daughters, that whomsoever man ala jariyataini hatta tabluga, whomsoever takes care of daughters until they become mature, until they become baligh, then jaa yawm al-qiyamati ana wa huwa, and he joined his blessed fingers that me and him shall come like this on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. You know, so much teaching with regards to children. Then another aspect is the orphans, teaching regards to them. But what can we learn? Show love and affection to our children. Make out time to spend with them, play with them, educate them like this. In particular, do not show any sort of annoyance at the birth of a daughter. Rather, express happiness and keep in mind the teachings of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the daughters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to do so. Ameen. Bijah al-Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.